Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Almost through with 2014. That's right, folks. Winding down the clock on 2014, getting ready to crank up 2015. So what is on your mind? The question we ask each and every hour of this program with Todd Mitchell from 550 K-Fire, the K-Fire radio guy. That's where you say hi, Todd. I'm Scott Hinn. You're just chuckling today.
Well, not just chuckling.
As long as we know you're there.
I just want to know what would have happened if Nixon were playing golf. That same thing happened.
Okay. You're obsessed with the golf thing now, right?
Always was from the word go.
welcome to another round of the program.
Obsessed, but you know.
Yeah. But that question has you perplexed. I'm with you on that one. Anyway, more on that a little later on in the program. We're going to chat with the coach of the NDSU Bison as we look forward to 2015. They're coming off another incredible year and headed for Frisco, Texas, a week from Saturday and the big game. So your chance to chat with the coach here on the program and talk a little bit about a fourth trip to the national championship. Pretty extraordinary. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I was on Point of View with Chris Berg last night on KX4, and the program there is in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and they asked my 2014 person of the year. I said, it's got to be Chris Kleiman, move up from D coordinator to head coach and have the success of the last few years placed right directly on your shoulders now as the top man and the head coach, and to be headed back for a chance at a fourth national championship. That's a pretty extraordinary story. Coach Kleiman, welcome back to What's on Your Mind, and congratulations on taking the team back for a shot at a fourth title.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me. It's been an unbelievable run here this season that seniors have done a phenomenal job of leading this group, and we've had a lot of young kids that have stepped up that hadn't played a lot of football. So we're excited to go back and see if we can do this thing all over again.
That's really probably the story, given the amount of talent you lost in that senior class after the third national championship. You know, all the question marks were about, you know, a lot of untested talent and, more of the underclass than the senior class really have been the story of this team, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have, and I think that inside of our football office, I think we knew that Carson Wentz was a pretty special football player, but I think outside of our office and maybe outside of, you know, get outside of the Missouri Valley and some of those other places, I think people thought, you know, Brock was phenomenal for us. Brock Jensen was for 3 years, winning his quarterback in FCS history. They didn't know what was going to happen there, and I don't care if you're at Pee-wee level football or in the NFL, you better have a trigger man. And we knew Carson was going to be pretty special, and he's had just a phenomenal year. And we're excited because he's still got another year coming back. But he's been really the catalyst for us on offense, as well as a bunch of new offensive linemen. When you have a quarterback that can make plays, you always have a chance, and Carson's definitely a playmaker.
So bring us inside what happens. You got obviously a pretty long layoff from the last game to Frisco. You got Christmas and New Year's. Is it business as usual prepping? The team gets some time off. What do you guys do?
Well, we took a little bit of time off. The previous 2 years when we were in Frisco, there was a two-week layover before we played the championship game, so it was maybe a day and a half off. This year with 3 weeks off, we were able to get the guys away for an extended period of four and a half days and just get them away from football. And, most of them went home so we practiced a little bit before Christmas and then, gave 4 days off and came back on Sunday. And we've been kind of added. This is practice three and, we'll continue on until we head to Frisco on January 7th. So we've got, a lot of things going on. It's kind of like Our kids call it winter camp here because it's no different than fall camp. It's just eat, drink, and sleep football. And so we do that from morning to the afternoon and into the evening, just trying to, you don't grind them as far as hitting and those things, but with meetings and with walkthroughs and just making sure that the guys understand not only our game plan, but more importantly, what your opponent's going to do.
So it's the first time in FCS history that two teams from the same league are going to play one another in the title game. What does that say about the strength of the league?
I think it's great. I know we were rooting for those guys to beat New Hampshire, and I know they were rooting for us to beat Sam Houston so that we could get an All-Missouri Valley Conference national championship game. We kind of felt like we'd been slighted by the committee in previous years of only getting a couple of teams in when we thought that we were deserving of an extra team, a third team, a fourth team, whatever it may be. Well, we get five in this year, and everybody wins their first round game, and then obviously we have to play each other the second round, so we lose a few teams, but we're ecstatic that we're going to play a Missouri Valley Conference team, a team that we know is a really good football team, a team that we really respect, but I think it'll be a heck of a football game.
The irony, of course, you didn't play him this year, right? So you finally get to play him, and they had a rock-solid year as well. So this is really this is quite appropriate to have these two teams matching up. Tell us what you know about Illinois State, despite the fact we didn't play him, and their strengths and what the game plan is for the 10th.
Well, they obviously, Brock Spack has done a tremendous job there. Brock's a defensive guy by trade, so he's got his hands in on the defense, and they've always been a very aggressive, fast defense. They tackle really well, and they'll have a tremendous game plan against us. Offensively, you know, we've played them the last X amount of years. This is the first year we haven't, and they've got really good wide receivers, great skill outside that can go catch the ball vertically, and they've got some size at wide receiver as well. They've got a running back that was a player of the year in the league, Koprich, that we played against last year and was a really good running back. Obviously, the big difference for them this year is they got a transfer quarterback from the University of Indiana that I've got some friends on the Indiana staff, and he was their best athlete, they said, on the whole football team. And he's a special player, and he can beat you running the football, and he can beat you throwing the ball. So we'll have our hands full defending Trey Roberson's his name. So I think they're a really balanced football team. They're exceptional on offense, running and throwing, and then defensively they're very aggressive. They tackle well. They're in right fits, and so it's going to come down to execution. Both teams, they've got to be able to, whoever executes the best, and obviously those doggone turnovers. We can't turn it over, and we've got to find a way to get a few turnovers for our defense.
Our guest is Chris Kleiman, coach of the NDSU football team, headed back to Frisco for a shot at a fourth title. Any questions or comments, welcome. I don't want to hog the coach here. If you have any questions you want answered, quick, get them in at 800-228-0550. So how much of this week is just, working on the strengths that you would, no matter who the opponent is, and how much is zeroing in on Illinois State and what you'll see and come up against in the game?
It's all that. For our first couple practices before Christmas, we worked on things that we needed to improve our football team, and now we've kind of turned the page, and it's all game planning. For Illinois State, it's kind of neat. We also, at the end of practice, let our young players, our guys that are redshirting, scrimmage. We let those guys, we give some time for our coaches to work with those young players. We kind of treat it as an extension of spring football for those young guys so that, we can get a good evaluation as we lead into our winter conditioning and our spring football, what we have coming back and some of these young guys that have been playing on scout teams since August. Well, they get an opportunity to scrimmage and tackle and run the ball and throw it and have some fun too. So it's a combination for us. We work a bunch on our game plan of our opponent, and then at the end of practice, we cut it loose and let the young guys play a little football. So it kind of adds a lot of excitement and fun to practice too, because those older guys get to watch all those young guys that they've gone against in scout team for the whole year.
Does the fact that this is the fourth trip to the national championship relieve some of the pressure that, a lot of your guys have been there, done that, yourself included?
Well, I think there's a comfort level in knowing what to expect when you get down there, because you're down there on Wednesday up until Saturday, so you know what happens Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know all the things leading up to that game, but as I've told many people, we've got an awful lot of players that have been to Frisco, but haven't been in the limelight, haven't been that starting guy, haven't been the guy that everybody's counting on. They've maybe been a squad member or a special teams guy or something. Now they're taking every snap, or they're the integral part of the game plan. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how all those new guys, you know, are able to handle the pressure, handle the stress of a national championship game. But I know one thing: we'll have a great fan base down there, and Bison Nation will be strong, and we'll I know have quite a few. I'm hoping 75-80% of the fan base there, so hopefully be able to treat it like another home game.
Only a few seconds left. Does Illinois State have much of a traveling contingent that you know of?
You know, I don't know that. It's a big school and a big community, so I know they'll travel well. But I'm hoping the Bison have already bought up all the tickets, so there won't be many to choose from. But we shall see.
Yeah, and of course, it's become such a fun thing about everybody you run into. They're making plans, and so I think your 70-80% number probably comes pretty close to accurate. Coach Kleiman, congrats again on a great year. Look forward to a fun weekend in Frisco. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's on your mind? Tell us. 800-228-0550. So holiday week. And in the talk radio world, holiday weeks are sort of, kind of fits and starts. Nobody really is too revved up about much of anything. You always notice that, Todd, over the years?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just kind of one of those meandering kind of weeks where the routines are off a little bit, and you're probably thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow night for New Year's Eve. You and Carrie have any exciting plans? Any going to go hang from chandeliers somewhere? Or quiet night out for dinner?
Just kind of relaxing a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
How about you?
Yeah, we kind of have this little tradition where we invite the neighbors over and, cook up a nice meal. And I think we're going to, defy the cold weather and get the barbecue grill going with some steaks even.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah. How do you generally spend New Year's Eve, folks? What you do something special? The older I get, the more fuddy-duddy. It's not a party night. It's we'll have the kids and we'll have the neighbors and just a little fun and chit chat and nothing too heavy. It's kind of just to me the perfect New Year's Eve. The days of, heading out, that's not it. Chris Kleiman is just one heck of a great story. I just love the story. I mean, Craig Bohl was a sort of larger-than-life figure and was, I always said, the thing that I thought was the starkest contrast between Craig Bohl and Chris Kleiman, that a lot of times the stories about NDSU football were about Craig Bohl. And, that isn't a diss on Bohl. He just kind of was a personality and, a charismatic figure. And where Kleiman was more of a player's coach, and it's not really about him. It's about the team and the talent. But those are big shoes to fill when you come in and, you're not kind of that flashy, personality. You're just a nose to the grindstone, get it done kind of guy. And, it's just neat to have watched. I think most listeners of this program know after my 18 years in Grand Forks, I bleed green and white. I'm a UND suit guy. I have been and just spent my loyalties lie there. But having spent some time in Fargo as well, it's impossible not to have respect for what has happened to the program. I think the move to D1 that Joe Chapman and Gene Taylor and later Craig Bohl played a very important role in was a smart move. It was great for the school. Really turned out, and you can point to so many examples of that. Really, it's pretty extraordinary. I might also say, the whole idea, this was on my 2014 winners list, the Fargo Dome. Don't underestimate the Fargo Dome's role. And by the way, voters put the sales tax in place to fund the Fargo Dome. And, you think about that. And Paul McCartney played there, for crying out loud. Beatle played there in 2014. Wow, think about that. Taylor Swift coming back in 2015, they packed the place, but that's played no small role in NDSU's national championship run because they get the crowd, so they get the playoff games, and, it's helped, especially early on. So, anyway, I just think it's a great story. I really do. And this is as a full disclosure, Sioux guy, through and through. Yours truly. I just think
not admire the Bison? I mean, the second they started playing the University of Minnesota and started smacking them around, it's like, how can you not admire that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is now fourth trip to the national championship. And by the way, the rivalry back in September of 2015. Now, so I haven't researched the college football schedule that day, but I understand there's no big games, so some people are already circling that date as the return of college game day. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah.
Have them back. They've kind of said, hey, no reason we wouldn't come back. So to have them back for the return of that rivalry, holy buckets. And if the Bison come off a fourth national championship and then the rivalry's back, we got a lot to look forward to in 2015. I think that's a good thing. All right, give us a ring here and tell us what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Sioux fans, UND fans, are you grudgingly admitting the fact that
Sioux?
NDSU have a great thing going. I quickly corrected myself, as you know. Something else 2015 will bring, right? The process to bring a new name about, yeah.
Well, there are some people that feel there shouldn't even be a name, and I can admit, how do you have a school with no name at all? That just seems weird.
Although I think the cooling off period was a good idea. You know, I think to go from one name to the right immediately into a process of picking a new name means you're going to have a no-win situation. Because any name, in my view, any name that's not the Fighting Sioux is a letdown, is a disappointment. It really is.
And it's always going to be an asterisk.
I just don't know. What can they come up with that is going to have people going,
well,
oh,
well,
yeah,
high school was the Indians, or they're always going to be the Indians to me, not the Red Hawks, which is what they later became.
Mine were the Mohawks, you know. Maybe that's why.
Mohawks?
Yeah. The Montevideo Mohawks, but they're not the Mohawks anymore, of course.
What are they now?
I forget. Some mamby-pamby.
Can't name yourself after a haircut, huh?
No.
I still say we have New Salem Sioux, the big cow, out west of Bismarck here. Just make it the Fighting Sioux, but it's S-U-E, and it's the cow. Put the cow in the helmet.
Yeah, there you go.
Done.
Not a bad idea.
Problem solved.
Speaking of Montevideo, it's in the news in North Dakota because a North Dakota man died Friday night in a snowmobile accident down there around Montevideo.
Ooh.
Joshua Peter DeCock of Fargo driving a snowmobile on 10th Street Northeast. To think back to my Montevideo days and where exactly that is. But he was found at the bottom of a drainage ditch.
Might have grown since then.
Could have, yes. Probably stopped at 8th Street when I lived there, right? Now it's all the way out to 10th. Whoa!
Oh, they have double-digit streets now. Holy cow.
So we lived on North 4th, 1415 North 4th. And something I remember, I was helping my mom move yesterday. She's moving to a new wing of the retirement home that she's in. And I found a letter from my grandparents. And I knew it was from my grandparents because right there at the top it said, 411 West 6th. So just funny things like that. My grandparents died many, many years ago, and just, boom, just remember those addresses. So
sure.
Anyway, the reason I brought up the snowmobile accident, in addition to having a Montevideo connection here, is just to remind everybody, for those of you that have snow and are out there enjoying it, be careful. Be careful. In this case, this individual was found at the bottom of a drainage ditch, transported by ambulance, pronounced dead there. So please be careful. All right? Wherever you have enough snow to actually take in. Now we got all the not-so-fun stuff, cold, and none of the snow. Hey, a word about our friends at MyPillow. How'd you sleep last night, Todd? Pretty darn good?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I woke up once about midnight and thought, oh, I'm going right back to sleep now because I love MyPillow. You can have the same pillow and take advantage of the celebration over the National Sleep Foundation saying, this is our official pillow. There's nothing better. Two-for-one deal means 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. And it has a patented interlocking fill. So that's the secret sauce, if you will. It adjusts to any sleep position. Stays cool, so you don't have to toss and turn. It's machine washable. It's non-allergenic. 10-year warranty. That says it all. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott to get the great deal or call 800-506-9028.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Paid more in state income taxes than federal. Well, as far as I know, state is based off of a percentage of your federal income tax. So I'm not understanding how they get paid more into state than federal unless they're on some welfare thing or something where they're getting all their money back from federal, I suppose, as possible. But my state income tax is basically minimal compared to what I pay in federal. Really eliminating the state income tax isn't going to make a whole lot of difference to me. You know, it's maybe $300-$400 a year. So I don't know. That's all I'm thinking.
I appreciate the call. He's talking about a comment on our Facebook page earlier today that we read on the program related to Al Carlson's proposal to zero out, phase out, North Dakota's not only their personal income tax rate, our personal income tax rate, but also the corporate income tax rate. And he liked it because he said his North Dakota property, his North Dakota income taxes, we're going to just find it here. North Dakota income taxes were decoupled from federal income taxes shortly after Hovind became governor. That's true, they were decoupled. But still, this person paid more in North Dakota income taxes than federal income taxes for the last several years. So, that's what the call is referring to. Just wanted to clue you in on that, okay? Let's see here. We have others waiting to weigh in. Somebody that thinks the property taxes are evil?
Beware of evil in high places. Property tax. Property tax is the most deceitful way of stealing money from people. Stealing money. Oh, okay. Deceitful. The most deceitful way of stealing money.
All right, thanks for the call. Deceitful and evil. Both descriptions he chose for property taxes. What do you think of this idea? You know, the caller said, my personal income tax is not going to make enough difference. Well, South Dakota doesn't have a personal income tax. South Dakota has done well in attracting a lot of businesses with specific tax treatment for businesses on the corporate income tax side. This argument comes up every time. This is proposed to say, well, it's not that much in North Dakota, and property tax is a bigger deal. Do you want your cake and eat it too? Which caller are you with? 800-228-0550-701-250-550-studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Lots of people weighing in on that issue online. Are you applauding Al Carlson for suggesting we had to phase out the income tax and corporate income tax? It's your money. Even if it's $200-$300, you know, or a small amount, it's your money. And I agree with the Greater North Dakota Chamber saying this will be reinvested by the businesses on the corporate income tax side. Seems like a good idea. What do you think? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some more chatter online. Kathleen says, yet Minnesota goes on their merry way. Mark Dayton promised Minnesotans he would not raise taxes on the middle class, but he's now pushing a plan to raise gas taxes and hike the metro sales tax. Never enough gas taxes, which are supposed to be used for roads and infrastructure. There you go, Minnesotans. You're on your way. Kenny says, I love the gas tax argument put forth by the government. We haven't raised it in blah, blah years. The tax is based on gallons. They've pushed for more fuel-efficient cars, therefore using fewer gallons and less tax they collect. Price goes up, hurts everyone in the wallet. People drive less, and they want to raise the tax. Now the price comes down, more fuel is being used, which means more tax revenue, and still they want to raise the tax. More proof that there is not enough money in the world for these greedy little buggers. Mike is on the road, wants to weigh in on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah. Hi there. How are you?
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine, thanks. What I'm calling about is the taxes. I think they ought to leave the property tax and the income tax alone and get rid of sales tax. That'd be more even and fair for everybody.
Second vote of the day for sales tax relief.
Yeah. Get rid of that. And the poor people who have all the property, they should pay more in taxes, especially to get the out-of-state people and the big corporations. They don't need the break.
All right. Mike says, how about sales tax? Leave the others alone. What do you think of that idea?
Get rid of sales tax. That way everybody gets some break.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go to John in Williston. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, John.
Well, I think the income tax should go just like they did in Alaska, Wyoming, Texas, and for the same reasons. I mean, people say that it's not much. That's not true. I mean, it was before the change was made, it was, I remember it was like 0.14 of your federal income tax liability, which could be pretty significant. And when they made that change, they just used a different formula. I mean, it was within 1% of what it was before. So it didn't make that much of a change. And that is a pretty significant part of the taxes is state income taxes. I mean, I'm looking, I see it, you know, I used to do my own, but a little more complicated now I don't, but I still look at it, pay a huge amount in state income tax. And so I think he's on track there. Carlson's on track. Needs to be done away. They were promising that a couple years back anyway, a 30 to 50%. Then that went away. They never seemed to be able to get it done. I don't know how Republicans cannot get that done, when they're a smaller tax. I mean, they just almost like they're intoxicated with all this money they have coming in. And, income tax is the way to go. I mean, if Wyoming and Alaska and Texas can do it, I do not see why we can't do it. I just
What would you do with it, John?
Pardon me?
Whatever that line item is on your budget, what would you do with it?
What would I do with the break?
Whatever.
You're going to spend it. I mean, you're going to put it back in the economy. I mean, it's just like anything else. You get a tax break, and they found that the tax breaks will stimulate them. I mean, okay, what am I going to do? Well, maybe I go out and I buy new appliances, or replace some furniture or whatever. I mean, it's a pretty significant amount of money. If most people do not look at how their taxes are done, they don't. They just let them, and that's an issue. I mean, we did this back in high school where you used to have to take finance taxation. And people just don't understand what it really is. Our state tax is significant.
Yeah, Dick Armey, a good North Dakotan who was the majority leader in the House for a lot of years, now down in Texas, but he had a piece of legislation that he introduced a lot. That would have eliminated the automatic deduction for your payroll tax, so you'd write a check to the government. That would have done more than anything to wake people up.
Yeah, because now they have to actually see their that to them it's just like that's their wages. That's what it is because they never have to they never have to actually see it because it's already automatically taken out. Nick's right. And, of course, the politicians, the people in charge, do not want that because they're really happy with the fact that most people are ignorant as to how the taxation system works. They're happy with that because it makes their job easier. They're less accountable. And people talk about this property tax being evil. Well, you know, right. And in this case, I think we need to look at the first things first, which is what are the most doable. And sales tax is not doable. Property tax, they voted on it. Apparently not. I think income tax is politically the most correct way to go at this, where we can get some relief and put some money back in the box, North Dakotans, and it's going to go back to the merchants, whatever. It's going to be a good thing. It's a good thing.
It is, John. Appreciate the call, and well said. That's why I asked what you do with it, because I think that's the point we forget. You know, it's like, what will the impact be? What will they have to spend less on? The impact is a boost to the economy. Same thing on the corporate income tax side. You're going to hire somebody. You're going to expand your business. You're going to reinvest it. Rob and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's just another reason I don't like Al Carlson's politics. It's totally disingenuous of him to come out and say, well, we're going to cut these taxes, but where are you going to cut? It'll be up to the rest of the legislature to come up with the cuts that they're going to come. So when he comes out, it's very popular to cut taxes, but it's not popular to cut programs. And that's what they're going to have to deal with if they pass this.
Well, obviously there'd be a fiscal impact on this. I happen to think, again, that, if scored correctly over time, you'd say how many of those dollars would be reinvested and come back anyway, which has been proven over time. That's
well,
by
no,
economics.
Well, people
right?
would be, if they have less taxes at the local level, they're just going to raise sales taxes. These taxes would be recycled back in other forms of taxes. So it's just it's a tax shell game is what it is.
Well, some have said that about the property tax, situation, because there's relief and then it allows the locals to spend more dollars. What's your solution, Rob? Just keep taxing at the level we're taxed at?
Well, they could do away with income tax, but it's going to make us more reliant on oil taxes that come in. It's a shell game. If you can cut taxes anywhere you want. But government's going to want to spend what they want to spend, and people are going to want the same services that they got currently, and people want the same services, they're going to have same taxes.
How about less?
It's a little shell game that Al Carlson knows that he's playing, and it's kind of really icky, really.
Yeah. Icky. How about just tax less, spend less? That's not that complicated, is it?
Well, okay, you tell me. What are they going to cut? What are they going to cut? And then people are going to be mad when they cut, their program. So they're not going to be able to cut. That's just a state. It's a purely political gesture by Al Carlson.
Well, I bet Al would be the first to say, okay, here's the total that we're going to have in income, and here's the total we're going to spend. I don't think he'd shy from that debate. We'll invite him on the program.
He shouldn't just come out and say, we're going to cut taxes. He says that we're going to cut taxes and we're going to cut spending here, here, and here. And then he would have an equal political blowback on everything. He would never come out with that.
Seven states, including neighboring South Dakota, levy no personal income tax.
I don't see him come out with tax cuts.
It can be done.
He has to tell people what he's going to cut. That's the bottom line.
Sure, I know that's fine. That's certainly the next argument. Wouldn't you love to be in charge of that debate? All right. What are we gonna reduce? I bet you and I could figure some stuff out, Rob. I'm guessing.
Well, I would go with the state tourism department because I've talked to people all over the United States. North Dakota is the last place they want to come to, and I don't think that the state tourism department does any good.
Really? They actually measure that. I mean, first of all, are they recruiting people from Texas? Probably not. But are they recruiting from Montana, South Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska? Actually do.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our Tuesday sponsor, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Marty, a farmer from Oaks, does not like property taxes. Tell us why, Marty.
Human predation, the act of a person or group of people preying on other people. Now, I am not talking about people eating people, but of people taking advantage of other people. Normally, we are upset about it, and frequently a crime is committed. Jack has lied to Jill about the car he sold her. Sally steals from Billy by writing him a bad check. But what about when an elderly couple on a fixed income ends up losing their home because of the ever-increasing costs of property taxes? Their home is paid for, yet society is stealing their property. Isn't society now committing an act of predation?
Marty's going to get you thinking today. Part of our little discussion. Thanks, Marty. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing Ag Home. We're also brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Nothing like an Apache sprayer. Nothing like it. Just talk to the growers that own one. They don't worry about the complex, clunky, costly sprayers anymore. They've got an Apache. Rugged, dependable, patented technology, world-leading innovations for the modern-day grower. It's just one of those rare constants you can depend on. See, it has that mechanical drive, which is the linchpin of the dependability and profitability on an Apache. Because an Apache owner doesn't worry about the costly repairs or the complicated routine maintenance. They know low cost of ownership, high resale value. And by the way, you can check out some of the used sprayers that take advantage of this on the HighPlainsApache.com website right now. Get a maximum return on your investment. State-of-the-art field computer options by Raven and Trimble. Less time in the field, more time with family. 5-year warranty, lowest total cost of operation. I could go on and on and on. Check it out. HighPlainsApache.com. If you stop in Mandan, you're going to talk to Tyler, Greg, Tim, Sean, the crew there. Fargo, you got Chris and Jay, Rick, Brett, Braden, Dan. Service guys are Marcus, Eugene, Chad. Ken's back there in the shop, too. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you. The High Plains Apache. Mandan, Fargo. We're online at highplainsapache.com. Tom in Bismarck wants to talk taxes today. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Sales tax. If we cut any taxes, I guess I'm starting to think that the sales tax is what we should look at because that affects us here in North Dakota who live in North Dakota, where income tax, if we would cut income tax, there's so many people living outside the state that are making a huge amount of money from their mineral rights and that, or if they have land that they're renting out to other farmers. Anyway, and they don't even live in North Dakota, but they would benefit from a income tax, if we lowered the income tax, where sales tax, the people right here in North Dakota are the ones that would benefit from it.
Everybody would. You buy something, you benefit. Right, so you're going to have you're going to have folks that are not from North Dakota that are going to obviously realize that benefit as well. But you don't hear. When is the last time a sales tax has been lowered, other than a tax sunsetting or something? And then usually something proposed that replace.
And it hasn't been lowered. The sales tax is an easy one to apply to everyone though, because it's only $1 or $5 here and there. Where like our property tax, in December when we get our property tax bill, I'm not in favor of property tax either, but I'm in favor of having some services though. But anyway, the property tax bill is large. I suppose for some people their income tax bill is large, but sales tax, it's just little bits at a time, and we don't realize how if we added it up at the end of the year, it would be larger than we think.
You're adding your voice to a growing amount of voices, at least on the program today, that say, hey, take a look at the sales tax, Tom. Thanks for the call. We're going to invite Al Carlson on to talk about this. That's the nice thing about this session. Be a lot of ideas thrown out there, a lot of time to debate it all. Marlon is calling from somewhere in Minnesota. Where are you calling from, Marlon?
I'm from Clitheroe, Minnesota.
Oh, Clitheroe. Okay. What's on your mind today?
Well, the property tax, the sales tax, income tax, all this. I think that there could be a lot of simplify it by, the property tax that goes for your local, your schools and stuff like that. But as far as a sales tax, that also. But if they would take and change your income to a flat tax on a percentage of your gross earnings, not the net, but the gross earnings, and then set up on two scales. Business would pay like a 1/8% or 1/4%. The working class, and that goes from the CEO on down to the street sweeper, would pay 15% or whatever. And that everybody pays it, whether you're retired or whatever. Everybody pays a percent of the gross.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's got a oar in the water then, right?
That's right. And I think the first thing I would do is make a politician honest And the third thing they would do would be to, you still have your internal revenue, the IRS. The only thing they would be there for is just to audit people. And that's the only thing they do. And when you get paid X percent is taken out of your check, that's it. You don't take and do anything. That's the end of it.
Good common sense out there in Clitheroe, Minnesota today. Thank you, Marlon. Appreciate the call. A lot of folks weighing in with different ideas. I love it. Love it. New Year's Eve edition of What's On Your Mind tomorrow. Looking forward to chatting with you folks as we say sayonara to 2014 and hello to 2015. Of course, we'll have the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. If you can't wait, want to get your question in and know it'll get in, call now, 855-200-1776. Press 1. God bless you.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.